Colin, you said it was kind of a miracle that you got this done.
Well, it seemed like it. You know, we started when I was chairman. It's been quite a while. So, and it just, you know, as I said, the difference in culture between the House and the Senate. And, you know, this is the first time that the Senate went first. And because they don't have the depth of, you know, over in the Senate that we have in the House, they got themselves backed into some corners, and it was hard to get them out. And then we had Boehner to deal with, and so I had to give up on some of the dairy stuff, or we'd have never had a bill.
Is that the difference between House and Senate? Is that one of the reasons why they have, the farmers have these choices?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a big problem, and it had to do with how this all played out. We had this Budget Control Act, you know, and so. Because of that, that's kind of how the Senate went first. And but we got it worked out at the end.
You said that you sound doubtful. We'll get another farm bill?
Well, I don't know how you do it. You know, it's it just gets harder and harder every time. There's fewer rural people, fewer people that understand agriculture. I mean, you look at the committee, and you know, the Ag Committee in the House. You know, there's literally a handful of people that have any background, even on the Ag Committee. So, and in the Senate, you got almost nothing, you know. So, I mean, it's tough.
So this could be a bill that keeps getting extended?
Well, I think that would be the outcome. If they can't do another bill, they would extend what we have here, which wouldn't be the worst outcome.
So everybody seems to know the first glance is it is more complex. Some of these choices are going to take a lot of study.
Yeah, well, Lucas and I were never big fans of this corn grower thing. But it had to be in there because of the Senate, and that's what's going to be complicated. It's the PLC that Lucas and I pushed. That's pretty straightforward. That's pretty much the counter-cyclical program we've been used to. But farmers are going to have to, you know, do some figuring here, and USDA is going to have to scramble to get this ready for people to decide what to do.
What if prices continue to go down?
Well, they are going to probably continue to go down, and so that's what people have to look at. Do they have to make a decision for 5 years? So they need to look out 5 years, and, you know, nobody can say for sure what's going to happen 5 years from now, but they have to kind of look at the worst-case scenario, look at their operation, and decide what the best safety net is, you know, for their situation.
You said something about if prices continue to go down, there really won't be any support from the government.
Well, you know, crop insurance, you've been able to insure your revenue. And when prices were going up or were relatively high, that worked pretty well. When they go down, then the revenue doesn't work anymore. So then you're back to buying crop insurance for your crop loss, you know. Well, that helps, but it doesn't give you any profit, you know. And there's probably not going to, after 2-3 years, not going to be any profit out of the government program either. So, you know, we could... Depending on what happens here, I mean, we could be in for some tough times, I think.
You think the EPA will back off a little bit on RFS?
I think they will. The signal I got from the meeting I convened and had McCarthy there, I got the sense that they are going to back off. How much? We'll see.
Final question on dairy. How do you like it?
Well, it's, you know, what we worked on for 4 years is basically there. The question is, if we get an oversupply situation, are the market signals strong enough to get this thing back in balance? That's the question. I know that what we had put together that Boehner was against would work. This may work, but I'm not sure about it. You know, so that's the issue. But the farmers will be protected. The problem is the government could end up spending a lot of money trying to keep things together.